Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Mrs. Saville, England, St. Petersburg, December the 11th. I arrived here yesterday, and my first task is to assure my dear sister of my welfare. This is the most favourable period for travelling in Russia. The cold is not excessive if you are wrapped in furs, a dress which I have already adopted. I have no ambition to lose my life on the post road between St. Petersburg and Archangel. I shall depart for the latter town in a fortnight or 3 weeks, and my intention is to hire a ship there, which can easily be done by paying the insurance for the owner, and to engage as many sailors as I think necessary among those who are accustomed to the whale fishing. If I succeed, many, many months, perhaps years, will pass before you and I may meet. Farewell, my dear, excellent Margaret. Your affectionate brother, R. Walton. To Mrs. Saville, England. Archangel, March 28th. How slowly the time passes here! Yet a second step is taken towards my enterprise. I have hired a vessel, and am occupied in collecting my sailors. Those whom I have already engaged appear to be men on whom I can depend, and are certainly possessed of dauntless courage. My voyage is only now delayed until the weather shall permit my embarkation. I cannot describe to you my sensations on the near prospect of my undertaking. I am going to unexplored regions, to the land of mist and snow, but I shall kill no albatross. Therefore do not be alarmed for my safety. Remember me with affection, should you never hear from me again. Your affectionate brother, Robert Walton. To Mrs. Saville, England, July the 7th. My dear sister, I write a few lines in haste to say that I am safe and well advanced on my voyage. My men are bold and apparently firm of purpose, nor do the floating sheets of ice that continually pass us, indicating the dangers of the region towards which we are advancing, appear to dismay them. One or two stiff gales and the springing of a leak are accidents which experienced navigators scarcely remember to record, and I shall be well content if nothing worse happens to us during our voyage. Heaven bless my beloved sister. R. W. To Mrs. Saville, England. August 5th. So strange an accident has happened to us that I cannot forbear recording it. Last Monday, July 31st, we were nearly surrounded by ice. Our situation was somewhat dangerous, especially as we were compassed round by a very thick fog. We accordingly lay to, hoping that some change would take place in the atmosphere and weather. About 2 o'clock the mist cleared away, and we beheld, stretched out in every direction, vast and irregular plains of ice, when a strange sight suddenly attracted our attention. We perceived a low carriage, fixed on a sledge and drawn by dogs, pass on towards the north, a being which had the shape of a man, but apparently of gigantic stature, sat in the sledge and guided the dogs. We watched the rapid progress of the traveller with our telescopes until he was lost among the distant inequalities of the ice. Shut in, however, by ice,